gentlemen, welcome to Radio Dominican on EDU for this matchup between the DU Bengals and the Lopes of Grand Canyon University. Your starters for the night are, for the Penguins, number 12, Manny Bronner from Oakland, California. Number 14, Melissa Wise from the Nevada Marine Catholic High School, the freshman. Number 20, Alicia Flight, the senior guard from Oakland, California. The senior from Alameda and Alameda High School, and Mikhail Gomes, the junior from Santa Rosa. And your starters for Grand Canyon University will be none other than Katrina Graham, the junior from Nez, Arizona, Samantha Murphy, the junior from Phoenix, Arizona, Sharika Purnell, the senior guard from Dale City, Virginia, Ashley Harden, the senior forward from Chandler, Arizona, and Katie Johnson, the junior from Phoenix, Arizona. And Stuart Horn will be coming to you in just a few moments here on radio.dominican.edu. This is a match between the men's and women's basketball team. And we are about to start off. That was just your starters. As we said, this is a conference matchup in the Pacific West Conference of the NCAA between the Penguins of Dominican University and Grand Canyon University. The Lopes are led by their head coach, Trent May, with his assistants, Corey Cole and Jill Mahoney, as the Penguins are led by none other than the great Brianna Chambers and her assistant coach, Eric Nelson. Once again, it will be Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson here on radio.dominican.edu, bringing you this great live matchup in just a few moments, as we are getting everything worked out here on radio.dominican.edu, recording this great game for you. We are broadcasting here live with the Penguins on DUC Radio, the radio home of the Penguins. You can always AOL us, message us at DUC Radio. Easy, if you got an aim, just type in DUC Radio. Don't forget to check the Athletics website here at Dominican University, DominicanAthletics.com. Or you can follow Dominican on Twitter on www.twitter.com/Dominican Sports. Or you can friend us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dominican Athletics. Tonight's game is being broadcast live worldwide on the internet from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan, to all our ships at sea and all our soldiers abroad, radio.dominican.edu. And coming to the floor now is none other than the great, great broadcaster, Stuart Horn. He has just entered the buildings, and he'll be here in a minute, they tell me. Stuart's giving me a little bit of postponing, but the Penguins will be going against Grand Canyon University, as I said earlier. Grand Canyon is looking to come in to the Igloo and take out the Penguins. The Penguins are looking to survive and get another win in Pac West, coming off of a win this past week against Hawaii at Hilo. And the upcoming schedule for women's basketball is as such. Monday on the 18th, January 18th at 5:30, they will be taking on Dixie State College. And then the following Saturday, they will be playing the nearby neighbor Academy of Art University at 5:30 at Academy of Art. So if you're in the Bay Area, you can go check out that game in beautiful San Francisco, taking the sights and taking some great basketball. Or if you're still in the area and you were here on January 18th, you should come on and check out the Lady Penguins as they face Dixie State here at home in the beautiful San Rafael, California, in the great Marin County. And you heard it first, only here on radio.dominican.edu, as the Penguins take the floor now, and the Lopes do as well as they get ready for the tip-off here. It's Penguin Basketball, PacWest NCAA Conference Play here on radio.dominican.edu. Tipping off for the Penguins will be none other than Melissa Wise. And tipping off for the Lopes will be none other than Ashley Harden, the senior from Chandler, Arizona. And the ball is tipped. Oh, and it goes out of bounds as both the Lopes and the Penguins chase after it, and they call it Penguins ball. So the Penguins will get the chance to inbound it again. That's actually the first time I've ever seen the tip go out of bounds in quite a long time. So Michaela Baskerville, the senior here for the Penguins, going into her final year, getting to play NCAA basketball, will get ready to inbound it as the referee comes to the scorer's table and gets them to get the right time on the clock. As interesting situation went down with the ball going out of bounds, excuse me. clearing our throat here. The first few minutes of the game tonight. That's ball is inbounded, and Tommy Bronner will have it. Tommy Bronner dribbles around up the top of the key, sits there and dribbles out. Still Willen and Dillon trying to figure out what she wants to do with it. Passes up top to Raquel Gomes. Gomes dishes the ball way cross court to Melissa Wise. Melissa Wise, the true freshman, such a great play from her. Melissa Wise jab steps, pulls the jumper. Oh, off the top of the rim, and it is rebounded by Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson rushes up court. Oh, tries to go ahead and with the pass to Samantha Murphy. Doesn't quite get it. It's knocked out of bounds by the Penguins. And the ball will be inbounded by the Lopes. Number 12, Katrina Graham. The junior will inbound it for the Lopes. Graham goes ahead and inbounds it to Sharika Purnell. Purnell gives it up to Murphy. Murphy has it. Murphy's dribbling. She dishes inside to Harden. Harden has it. Passes up top to Purnell. Purnell pulls the jumper. Oh, doesn't quite get it. It's rebounded by Melissa Wise, and the Penguins will now push it up court. The ball's in the hands of Alicia Flatten, and she dishes it off to Michaela Basterville. Basterville pushes down low to the paint to Raquel Gomes. Gomes dishes out to Basterville. Basterville pulls the jumper. Doesn't get it. It's rebounded by Melissa Wise, and they call traveling against Melissa Wise. And now the ball will go back in the hands of the Lopes from Grand Canyon. As we said, this is a Pacific West Conference game here in the NCAA. The Penguins in their inaugural year of competition in NCAA, as Purnell almost had it stolen from her on that one, but Tommy Bronner had the heads-up play and went in for the steal, but Purnell kept it. She now passes up top of the court to Murphy. Murphy drives in. Oh, she's swarmed by Penguin defenders. She dishes back out again to Purnell. Purnell has it again. Purnell dishes down low to Graham. Graham goes up with it for the first time, misses it, goes up for the second time, gets it down. And no, that wasn't Graham. That was Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson got the rebound, tried to go back up again. She was fouled, and she'll go to the line for the Penguins, for the Lopes, excuse me. Score is still 0-0, about 18:48 o'clock, as Katie Johnson makes her first free throw. 1-0, and the Lopes draw first blood. Johnson shoots the second one, gets the second one to drop. Now the Penguins will inbound it. They're playing full court press and trap on the Penguins as Tammy Bronner is swarmed by defenders. Raquel Gomes tosses it up court to Alicia Flatten. Flatten is dribbling. She has three defenders on her. She dishes up court again to Bronner. Bronner has it. Bronner's deciding what to do with it. Bronner drives in. She drives out. She hands it off to Alicia Flatten. Flatten goes with it. Will give it up to Wise. Wise gives it out on the wing to Michaela Basterville. Basterville swarms in the paint. Is swarmed by defenders. Gives it out to Tammy Bronner. And Bronner travels. She received the pass from Michaela Basterville. Willed and deal. Took too many steps on that one and traveled as the ball is now inbounded. And Purnell will take it up court for the Lopes. Lopes will have it as Purnell dishes off to Graham. Graham has it. Graham's dribbling. She drives under. No, that's Murphy. Murphy goes up. Oh, and Murphy is fouled. Took it to the cup. Drew a little contact there from the Penguins, and she will go to the line as the score is still 2-0 at about 18:02 left on the clock. It's Samantha Murphy, the junior from Phoenix, Arizona. Went to Xavier Prep High School. She stands about 5'8", the guard. And she misses her first one. You can't miss those free points in a game like this where it looks it's going to be close. You got to be able to drop as many free ones as you get. Murphy will shoot the second one. And the second one drops for the Lopes as Raquel Gomes passes it inside to Alicia Flatten. They're swarming on Alicia Flatten. The Lopes are playing great full court press as Tammy Bronner has it. She disses down court to Melissa Wise. Melissa Wise gives it back up to Flatten. Flatten gives it at the top of the key to Raquel Gomes. Gomes goes to the wing to Basterville. Basterville has it, dishes it down low to Gomes. Gomes will give it up to Melissa Wise. Melissa Wise will pull the long two jumper, makes it. And those are the Penguins' first points of the night scored by Melissa Wise. 3-2 as Purnell dribbles it down court real fast for the Lopes. She's pushing it hard. Gives it up. Oh, and it's stolen away by it. Alicia Flatten. Flatten goes down court. She pulls up, though. Pulls up for the short two. Gets it.
How about that?
4-3. The Penguins are able to get it. And now the Penguins are up for the first time tonight as Purnell carries it down. And they're going to slow it down a little bit here as she is swarmed by Tammy Bronner. Almost fell out of bounds there. Oh, dishes away. And throws the ball right into the hands of Raquel Gomes. Raquel Gomes tosses it back up court as Tammy Bronner is swarmed by defenders. And there's a jump ball.
Josh, that was vintage Flatten there. Stealing it away, going two on one. And instead of taking it in for the easy layup, she buckled, backed up, and buried the deuce to put the Penguins up 4-3. Shout out to Elena and Kate up there in the ticket office for helping us out with this broadcast, Josh. But we're sounding good online, worldwide. And now with the play-by-play, here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Ball's now inbounded by Katrina Graham. Graham gives it up to Kia Gibson. Kia Gibson has just entered the game for the Lopes. She'll have it as she'll give it back up to Purnell. Purnell looks to pass over to Graham. Graham had the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Michaela Baskerville. Michaela plays such tenacious defense for the Penguins, and the Lopes will be able to inbound it again as Graham will be on the inbound for the Lopes. Lopes have it. They go up top to Christy Girdley. Christy Girdley goes in. Oh, she drives out, gives it back up to Gibson. Gibson drives in, gets the easy layup. 5-4. And the Lopes are up again as Melissa Wise carries it down court for the Penguins, gives it up to Baskerville. Baskerville dishes out to the wing to Tammy Bronner. She tries to pull the jumper, doesn't get it to fall. Score is still 5-4, 16:38 on the clock as the ball is taken up court by none other. Then Girdley. Girdley drives in, and she is fouled before the point. The shot is tossed up, so she'll go on the inbound for the Lopes.
Yeah, Girdley at 5'5", Josh, plays a lot bigger than that.
No doubt about it. Girdley has been really fast and really tenacious on since she's been in the game for the past few minutes. As now at the top of the court is none other than Murphy. Murphy drives in, dishes it off down low to Graham, and Graham is calling for the travel as she went up for the layup.
Well, that was lucky for the Penguins there, Josh. They got a break.
Penguins did definitely get a break on that one, Stu. As now the Penguins bring it up court, across the timelines, Alicia Flatten, she dishes across. Lots of long passes from the Penguins tonight as the ball goes back to Tammy Bronner, and Tammy Bronner's going to try to run the offense. And Tammy's dribbling around. She's dribbling around a whole lot. This is now low to Alicia Flatten. Alicia Flatten comes out to the wing, pulls the three, air ball. She tried to shoot it long, but a little too long that time. It's air ball, goes out of bounds, but it's touched. It seems to be indicated that it was touched.
I think it was tipped out of bounds.
It was tipped out of one of the Lopes, and Alicia Flatten will now inbound it for the Penguins as the referee comes to the scorer's table once again to get things straight.
Josh, high-powered game here, back and forth. Not a big scoring game so far, but pretty evenly matched as far as the speed is concerned.
Oh, no doubt. The Penguins like to play up-tempo basketball, and Grand Canyon is doing the same right now as on the inbounds. They call a foul against Graham, and the Penguins will get a chance to inbound it again.
Ball hadn't even come into play, Josh, and they called her.
Nope, didn't come into play. Some kind of illegal contact on that one as Alicia Flatten will now inbound this. She's looking for someone to give it to you. Oh, it's tipped, and it's grabbed down by none other than Girdley. Girdley dribbles it up court now for the Lopes, and Girdley's moving fast. She dribbles in. She goes straight into the paint with the easy layup. Oh, off the glass a little too hard, and Girdley doesn't get the rebound. Oh, it's rebounded by Gibson. Gibson tries to throw it up, but it's snatched down by Raquel Gomes, and Gomes gives it up to Flatten now, who carries it across the timeline. Flatten's guarded tightly by Girdley, who gives it up to Baskerville. Baskerville throws a little bit of elbows, trying to get free of Graham, and Graham is playing tight defense. That was Murphy playing tight defense that time. It's Tammy Bronner now. How's it? Bronner drives in. Oh, gets the miss. And they call it against the Penguins. And there's a timeout called by. There is a media timeout, that is. And that's our timeout, Stu. And it's time for us to tell you about our great sponsors here. Don't forget, you can read about this game and more Dominican sports in the Marin Independent Journal. The Marin Independent Journal is all about Marin, and it is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. I read one earlier today, Stu. Some great news on our local high schools as well as Dominican sports.
Oh, yeah, IJ, that's one of the best resources for all high school and college athletics in Marin. In fact, Josh is reading one right now. You might see Josh's picture in the IJ tomorrow. Who knows? Those guys are always there firing off pictures. You got Jeff Vensel and Frankie Frost. Those guys are photographers for the IJ, and they always have some great picks in there. Sports-wise.
No doubt. I might just wind up on the IJ. I haven't wound up there yet. You know, we're more behind-the-scenes people, I think, when it comes to presenting Dominican athletics. But, you know, we play a vital role, Stu.
Oh, Josh, I'd like to see you on the cover above the fold. Front page news.
Hey, it just may happen. You never know. The score is 5-4 here as the Lopes lead the Penguins. 15:36 left on the clock.
You know that inbounds from Flatten. She went two hands over her head, and Ashley Harden, the 5'10 senior out of Chandler, tipped it, and that's how that turnaround occurred for Grand Canyon.
And Alicia Flatten will now inbound it again for the Penguins. She gives it up to Bronner. Bronner has it. She's sworn by defenders. They're playing a lot of double team here on the Penguins as Alicia Flatten tries to dish down low to Michaela Baskerville off the side of the backboard. Baskerville tried to hurry that shot, didn't get a good look at it, as now they're willing to dim up court. Samantha Murphy dishes down low to Gibson. Gibson gets the easy layup. Great assist there by Murphy.
What a play.
As the Penguins are now swarmed, and they're playing a lot of tight defense. Oh, and no, it's stolen away by Harden. Harden drives in, gives it up to Murphy. Murphy dribbles. Oh, it misses, but it's rebounded by Harden. Harden goes up again, drops the easy points, 9-4. And just that quick, blood is drawn from the Penguins as the Lopes are moving fast. As Tommy Bronner brings it up, Korch gives it up to Basterville. Basterville, ill-advised shot on that one. Doesn't quite get it to drop. It's brought up by Gridley. Gridley has it. She'll give it up to Harden. Harden gives it down to Graham. Graham drives in. Oh, bounces off the lid of the board. Comes back again. Gibson with the rebound. Puts up the easy layup. 11-4. And the Penguins are down, and they're continuing to play in press. This Lopes team is playing very tenacious defense. As Mikayla Basterville now has the ball for the Penguins. Gives it up to Gomes. Raquel Gomes pulls the long jumper. Coach Brianna Chambers was yelling for the Penguins to slow down, but they weren't hearing any of it as Graham now has it. She gives up to Harden. Harden gives it back to Murphy. Murphy pulls the long three, gets it to drop. Three-pointer, 14-4, and the Penguins are down 10 points with 14-11 left in the game. Talk about taking a great lead in this game. The Lopes are doing it. Now as the timeout is called by Coach Brianna Chambers, and on the next play, we'll have number 22, Sharika Purnell, enter for the Penguins, or enter for the Lopes, excuse me.
Josh.
Stu. Fast pace, fast action. If you blinked, you would have missed it. The Lopes playing great defense, getting steals from the Penguins in the backcourt.
I got to say, this Katrina Graham, Josh, she is just mixing it up crazy. Assist-wise, defensively, Ashley Harden. Penguins are on their heels right now, down by 10 early. I mean, it was 5-4 a second ago. Now it's 14-4. The Lopes on a 9-0 run. DU needs to regroup and get it together.
Well, the Lopes right now, Stu, they're playing their game. They're pressuring the Penguins. They're
playing
a lot of tight defense, a lot of trap defense, and the Penguins are just getting a little flustered, trying to force the issue just to keep up, and they need to settle down against their own game as Kimi Nakamura and Kylie Berliski enters the game for the Penguins.
Full court in the first half, Josh. The only thing you can hope for there is they start to poop out as the game progresses.
No doubt about it. As Berliski had, dishes off to Gomes. Gomes turn around, dish it off again to Berliski. Berliski comes down with the rebound after the missed shot. Gives it up to Flatten. Flatten gives it out to Nakamura. Nakamura gives it down low to Gomes. Gomes gives it up top again to Berliski. Berliski with the long three. Shoots and misses just to the left. Score is still 14-4, 13:39 left on the clock, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be inbounded by the Lopes.
Sharika Purnell wisely pulled the hands up and let that thing go out, let everybody take a breather. The Penguins had two or three shots on goal there. Good looks, too. Couple out of Berlinski, who got her own rebound, but then it went out of bounds. Penguins need to make them. They're getting the looks. They're just not getting anything to go.
You're right about that, Stu, as Murphy dribbles down court, gives it up top to Stephanie Liscombe. Liscombe dishes down low to Gibson, and Gibson drives in and draws the foul.
Gomes.
On the layup, on the attempted layup, I should say. 14-4.
Gomes.
And Raquel Gomes is credited with the foul on that one. Yeah. And Gibson will go to the line. And Coach Brown Chambers was not happy about that.
Three-point play, Josh.
17-14.
Gomes 17-4. Did not come set.
Gomes did not come set at all.
She got right in her way.
That. Nakamura now has it, gives it up to Flatten. Flatten, who has it across the timeline, gives it up to Berlinski. Berlinski gives it up top to Melissa Wise. Melissa Wise tries to pull the jumper, air ball once again. I don't know what's going on with the Penguins as the Lopes bring it down the court in transition, and Murphy now has it. Murphy gives it up to Gibson. Gibson with the hop step, dribbles in. Oh, missed just off the top of the rim. Gives it back up again to the other Lope. Lope shoots it. Oh, and they don't get it. It's knocked out of bounds by the Lopes, and Berlinski will get the opportunity to inbound it. No, that will be Melissa Wise inbound for the Penguins.
Josh, Gibson is so tough. She's just in there. She's the biggest player on the court at 6 feet, but she's got some good hops. She can fill up the middle. She's pulling down everything. They're also feeding it to her down low every time. She's just banging around in the post. And right now the Penguins can't do anything down low. They got to keep her from getting in there.
Right about that. Liscombe was the one with the shot attempt on that one as the Penguins now bring it up court. And now they give it out to Nakamura, gives it out to Berlinski. They're dishing around a lot, Stu, a lot around the perimeter. The Penguins are trying to get the ball into the hands of their shooters, and they're not doing a good job of getting open, or I should say Grant Kane is doing a great job of playing defense as Alicia Flatten pulls the three, hits the side of the backboard. And Raquel Gomes tried to come down with the rebound, wrestled around with Purnell. Gomes hits the ground, and the ball will be inbounded by the Penguins.
Penguin women coming off of their first NC2A win in history last week against University of Hawaii at Hilo, Josh. And now, right now, they're trailing 17-4, fans, as the players are being swapped out. Here's Josh with the play-by-play.
And in for Gomes is none other than Shauna Bryant. and Kelsey Janish. Kelsey Janish also comes in for the Penguins as the shot is put up by Kelly Nakamura. She tries to drive into the paint, misses. The ball is rebounded. It's brought up court by Purnell. Purnell is just a fast point guard out here for the Lopes. Gives it up to Murphy. Murphy has it. She passes down low. Oh, goes back up top to the perimeter to Purnell, and Purnell's called for the travel.
Yeah, she grabbed it and muffed it. She looked up on it, Josh, before she started the dribble. She didn't like the call, but I agree with it totally.
Yep, and now they're still playing tight defense here as
boy,
the Penguins bring the ball in, and Kelsey Janish has come in.
Big-time D in the backcourt.
Uh-oh. And now Kelly Nakamura has it. Nakamura tries to pass up top again to Janish. Janish tries to pull the long jumper, gets the three. Fresh off the bench, Kelsey Janish is able to get the three. 17-7 and a little bit of life shown here from the Penguins as Purnell now has it, and they're slowing up the tempo a little bit. The Lopes were pushing it earlier, but now they're playing a little bit more of an offensive game as the pass goes from Purnell. She tries to pass it out to Graham. Graham, right out of the reach of her hands, goes right into the Penguins' bench, and timeout is called by GCU. 17-7, 11:53 left here on the clock. And the Lopes definitely came out shooting against the Penguins and came out shooting good. And they are up now by 10, Stu, and the Penguins facing a deficit. Still continuing in this first half. I don't know, Stu, what do you think about that first half? It was a little lopsided still. We saw a great shot from Kelsey Janish coming fresh off the bench. You don't see that. A lot of people are able to do that. She comes right off the bench. She pulls the three, gets it to drop.
Now, the Penguins are cold. They're ice cold right now, Josh. They've scored a three ball in the past 7 minutes of play, 6.5 minutes since the Penguins scored. They got that three to go. 17-7, but that's the only thing that's happened. They got to leave Janish in there and try and go with a hot hand. But right now, the Penguins are not doing anything. I mean, you've got two air balls, one of which came off of Flatten. Then she backs up. Her patented shot from the right corner for an attempted short three, if there is such a thing, hits the side of the backboard. That's not Flatten for you. The ball is raining, and it's not going anywhere near the hoop. The Penguins just got to zero in. They're getting the shots off. Just got to start making some buckets. They're getting the looks, though.
Right.
Can hang right in there. 11:53 is, Josh.
Well, let's give credit where credit is due. Samantha Murphy, Kia Gibson, and don't let me forget about Katrina Graham and Sharika Purnell playing great for the Lopes right now as the Lopes continue to tighten up on the defense on the Penguins. Oh, and it's muffed and it's stolen away by Gridley. Gridley gives it up to Purnell. Purnell has it. She dribbles down low, crosses over, gives it to Purnell. Purnell gives it back at the top of the court. Ball goes down low again. 2-0, and I believe that's Gibson under the rim. Gibson goes up, and it's contested a little bit. She tries to get up with the easy layup, but it's dribbled back, almost backcourt, but Purnell has it again from the Lopes. Purnell has it. She gives it up to Gridley. Gridley's dribbling around. She's calling some offense. She's calling for a screen. She goes off the screen, drives in the paint. This is up top. Oh, gives it out on the wing to Ashley Sparks, and Sparks goes ahead and makes the three. 20-7. And the Penguins yet again are getting shot at and attacked from every which direction. They're trying to bring it up court. Berlinski has it, gives it back to Janish. Janish and Berlinski are just going back and forth across the timeline. Finally, it gets across there to Alicia Flatten. Alicia Flatten gives it up to Janish. Janish drives in, hop steps, draws the foul, misses the layup, but she'll go to the line for the Penguins. And that foul goes against Gridley.
You know, Josh, we were talking about Kia Gibson a minute ago. She's been named the Pacific West Conference's Basketball Player of the Week for games played January 4 through 10. So she's not just playing well tonight. She plays well every night, it seems, as recognized by the PacWest Conference of the NC2A. First one's good from Janish.
No doubt. Chelsea Janish will go ahead and gets the first one to drop. 20-8 now, and the Penguins a little more breaths, a little more gasp of life here from the Penguins, and Chelsea Janish will go ahead and shoot the second one. Makes the second one, 9-20. They're still down by 11, but they're chipping back away as Purnell dribbles down court against the true freshman, Nakamura, and she puts the spin moves on the freshman, and they call carrying on Purnell, and she comes across towards the perimeter. She looked to be driving straight into the basket. At least that seemed like her intentions, but they'll call a carry on her, and the Penguins will now have it, and they're swarmed again, full court trap on defense as Berlinski dribbles up. She dishes across court to Nakamura. Berlinski, not a great pass on that one. Sails out of bounds over the head of Nakamura. If she was 6'5", she would have got it, Stu, but she's only about 5'8", 5'9".
And jumped a mile
as Gridley brings it up court now.
The Penguins can't make those kinds of mistakes, Josh. The Antelopes are three-time defending champions. of the conference. The DUs need to play smart and play well. They need everything to click for them if they want to remain competitive in this one, as they were the first 5 minutes of the game.
No doubt. They haven't played as clean basketball as we expected. But, oh, Kelly Nakamura came down court with the steal. That was Kimi Nakamura. And the Penguins dribbled it around up there on their side of the court for a while. The foul, off-ball foul, was called against the Penguins as the score is still 20-9. It will be inbounded now by the Lopes.
Man, good play by Janish there to just throw the elbows. Shauna Bryant got in there and created the mayhem after Janish got the shot off. But in the end, it was Grand Canyon's ball.
Well, Purnell has it up court now for the Lopes. Purnell gives it up top against Gridley. Gridley drives in, draws some contact from Nakamura, and Gridley will go to the line. That's definitely something you don't want to do in these games. You don't want to give your opponent an opportunity to get some free points. But she knows she won't go to the line. They say that the foul happened before the shot was taken, so the ball will just be inbounded by none other than Samantha Murphy, who's played great as a junior, coming from Xavier Prep High School out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Joshua Lopes are coming off a big win over BYU Hawaii, 72-54. So they're pumped on the road.
They are definitely pumped as the ball is dribbling now, and Hadal will have it. Hadal goes up top. Oh, and it yells to Murphy. Murphy gives it up to Purnell. Purnell pulls the three.
Oh.
Gets the three to drop, but it's called off. And they called a foul. They called a travel on Purnell. And I don't think that was a travel, Stu. I can't really agree with that.
That's two in a row, Josh, that she's been called, and she doesn't know what she did wrong. And the coach doesn't know what she did wrong. And on that one, I didn't see it either. But the bucket went, and they waved it off, and that's a gift for the DUs.
Definitely is, as Baskerville has, and she'll give it up to Janice. Janice with this down to Berlinski. Berlinski is swarmed by defenders. Gives it now to Taki Takoi, who's entered the game for the Penguins. Oh, and it's stolen away by Murphy. Murphy drives in, gives it up to Purnell. Purnell pulls up. This is up top to Hadal. Hadal shoots the long three, gets it to drop. 23-9 as the Penguins then again get another killer three.
Yeah, that was a good play by Purnell. She took it in, faked the shorty. All the Penguins collapsed in toward the bucket, Josh, and left the outer perimeter wide open for the three. Easy look, easy bucket, if there is such a thing.
And as the Penguins are dribbling up court, Kelsey Janish tried to get the pass to Berlinski off the hands of Berlinski. Was taken away by the Lopes. Berlinski now has it, and they're out for the steal from the Lopes. That was Sean O'Brien, got the steal from Purnell. Purnell didn't quite get it as the Penguins dribble it up court. Michaela Baskerville drives it in, gets it to drop, 23-11. Great play by Baskerville, able to find the seam in the defense, drive in, and get the easy layup as the Lopes are passing around the perimeter trying to get it, and Purnell has it, dishes down low to Murphy. Murphy gets some contact from Kelsey Janish. And Kelsey Janish sent Murphy right into the wall.
Boy, Janish didn't mean to, but Murphy took all of Janish's
shoulder. To the jaw on that one, Stu.
Yeah,
she's sitting
sure
there.
Did.
She's opening and closing her mouth, trying to make sure the jaw is still intact.
I think I see some birds fluttering around her head in a circle there, Josh. I hope she's all right.
We definitely do. That is not a great thing. As Tammy Bronner enters again for the Penguins, also Taki Takoi and Kayla Baskerville. Raquel Gomes is back in the game for the Penguins, and Kelsey Janish as Bronner dribbles around. She gives it up to Baskerville. Baskerville pulls up for the long two, misses off the rim. It's rebounded by the Lopes. And Dana Iverson will have it on that one. She gives it up to Harden. Harden dishes down low to Gibson, I believe, and Gibson drops it. No, that wasn't Gibson. That was Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson, the junior from Phoenix, Arizona, Deer Valley High School. Gets that one to drop as Bronner carries it up now for the Penguins. And Bronner's dribbling a little too much, if you ask me, Stu. She's trying to do too much with the ball, dribble around, do all the tricks between the legs, get around defenders as the timeout is called by GCU. And she almost got it stolen away on that one by Murphy.
Well, far be it from us, though, Josh, and you'll probably agree with this, to second-guess Bronner. I mean, she is she's a pretty well-seasoned player. In the preseason, all the games you and I have seen her playing, she's usually spot-on with her decision-making. This is another one of those growing pain moments where the Penguins have run into the Antelopes, three-time defending champions of the conference, and, they've managed to throw DU out of their game a little bit at 25-11. And even throw some of the seniors out when you're a great team like this. And the Penguins just need to regroup. That's like the fact that Flatten can't get it to fall too much tonight. You throw Bronner into the mix, making some questionable moves, which normally, without question, you would go with what Bronner wants to do every time. But there you go. Just like you mentioned, Bronner making some questionable moves, and that's what happens when a great team starts to bring it.
True, and you did mention something that I failed to mention during the pregame, which is shame on me. The GCU Lopes women's basketball squad are the defending PacWest champions, not only this year, but back-to-back-to-back years, 07, 08, 09.
That's a three-peat.
That is a three-peat. They have held the crown. They are a dynasty in the PacWest, and they have played tremendous basketball against the Penguins, 25-11, and this is the type of play that the Penguins can expect in this conference, Stu. It's going to be a lot of great, tough teams as Gomes has it. She'll dishes out on the wing to Kelsey Janis. Kelsey Janis pulls the three, steps back and pulls the great three, 25-14, 7:42 left her on the clock.
That's what the Penguins
Ridley
need,
carries
Josh.
It down court for their Lopes. And you're right about that. That's exactly what the Penguins need. As Murphy has it, she'll give it that up to Katie Johnson. Johnson will dribble up top, give it to Harden. Harden can be dangerous when the ball's in her hand. Gives it back to Gridley. Gridley drives in, dishes down low to Murphy. Murphy swarmed by Basterville. Murphy dishes down low. Oh, gets the ball knocked out, but Murphy regains control of it. Goes up, pulls into the paint, wow. Pulls up the jumper, misses. It's rebounded by Gomes.
That was a pull-up scissor legs from 6 feet.
No doubt about it. She tried to pull the hop step there and get the pull-up, but didn't quite get it. As Bronner now has it for the Penguins on the other side of the court.
Yeah, last time she pulled that athletic move, Josh, she made it.
No doubt about it. That was Raquel Gomes. Drove in, got the air ball, caught her own air ball, dished out top to Taki Tokoi. Tokoi pulled the jumper, went out of bounds.
Now, Josh,
as GCU was the last one to touch it, and the ball will now be inbounded again by the Penguins.
How often do you see that when a player fires an air ball and gets her own rebound before it bounces?
Oh, I've seen it on the playground many times, but not many times.
Not here, you know.
In organized basketball, officiated basketball, but playground. You know it happens.
You're right, though.
Tamsin Bronner now has it. She drives in for the Penguins. Oh, dishes, tries to throw up the floor. Doesn't quite get it. It's rebounded by Gomes, and Gomes gets it to drop. 25-16.
Josh,
and the Penguins are slowly but surely coming back in this game. They're still down by nine, but GCU is showing no signs of slowing down as they dish down low. And oh, it's stolen away from Iverson. Dana Iverson tried to drive in. It's stolen away by Kelsey Janis. And Jackson had it snatched away from her for Murphy, but no, they call the foul against Murphy. And Janis will have it inbound. Murphy was seeing nothing but clear skies and clean shots after that steal. But
she was all alone after the swipe, and she really did not think that she committed any kind of a violation there, Josh, but no. Clearly she did.
The Penguins get a gift on that one because I didn't see any foul as Murphy had no one down court with her. And if she had the physical prowess, I should say, she would have dunked that one.
Well, she had the angle to go in for the dunk.
No doubt as Taki Tokoi gets the ball. She dribbles in against Harden, and Harden will be credited with the foul on Tokoi, and the Penguins will inbound it again. The Penguins getting a lot of gifts here late in this first half. 6:15 is on the clock, 25-16.
Fouls.
Five fouls each for each squad, and Kelsey Janis now has it. She drives in. They say she stepped out of bounds, and she dished across court. She drove down low baseline. Says she stepped out of bounds, and the ball will now be inbounded from Graham to Gridley, and Gridley will be guarded tightly by Tammy Bronner. If you ask me, Stu, I like to see the Penguins play a little more full-court trap than they are right now. They're playing a lot of man-to-man, and, you know, that's good to see that you feel that you have, I guess, the strength to cover it as Murphy drives in. Oh, it bounces off the legs of Bronner. Bronner and Murphy both dive down low, try to ball. Talking to Coy, tries to get down there and get some herself. But the ball, the air possession arrow will go the direction of the Penguins.
Murphy was talking. Now she's talking to the coach, but that was just an ill-advised move by Murphy. He's been solid so far, but she'll see that on film and realize that was not her best defensive play or offensive attempt.
No doubt about it. You know, one thing I like to mention, Stu, we see a lot of coaches come through here in the Collins Center. They make a lot of noise. They make a lot of ruckus. But Coach Trent May, very quiet, very reserved. He's like a Phil Jackson-type character. He just, you know, keeps his arms crossed, looks at the court, tells his players something when they need to come see him. But other than that, he doesn't really do much as the Penguins dribble it around. It goes out of bounds right at the feet of Coach May, and it will be inbounded. And Coach May was a little disgusted with that one. But
yeah, that's the second time I've seen him really barking at the ref. Well, he's quiet most of the time.
He is quiet
most of the time. When he does unload, look out.
He reminds me of a Phil Jackson, I'm telling you. He's very quiet, very reserved. 7 seconds are on the shot clock. Raquel Gomes dribbles down. She dishes down low to Tokoi. Tokoi goes up, hits the rim, and she'll be fouled as the ball hit right on the bottom of the rim. At 4 seconds before the shot clock expired, and Tokoi will go to the line for the Penguins. 25-16. That is now 7 fouls against the Lopes and the Penguins still holding their 25-16, 5:27 here on the clock as DeCoy shoots the first, makes it 17-25, and the Penguins are coming back. Seemed like they were a little knocked off balance there at first, too, but they're starting to get their bearings and starting to get their sea legs, as we usually say, and DeCoy goes ahead and gets the second one. And a foul is called against Bronner on the inbound against Gridley. And
there's that full court heat you're talking about, Josh, and sometimes that happens when the Penguins only leave one back there. Now, if they maybe put two or three back there, they wouldn't have to guard them so tight. But
no doubt. And as a correction, it is Gridley, number 10. It's not Gridley. I have been corrected. Gridley has it. She'll dribble down court, and she'll dish it off to Liscombe, and Liscombe is fouled. And Liscombe will go to the line for the Lopes.
Fans, if you'd like to email us or send us an instant message, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. It comes straight here to the Opulent Broadcasting booth. Please let us know what you're thinking.
Liscombe shoots her first, makes it 26-18, and Grand Cane is taking every opportunity they can to score and get as many free points as possible. Liscombe gets ready to shoot the second. This whole Grand Cane team rocking the Nikes while DU is rocking the Adidas. Adidas versus Nikes. the long saga battle between companies, Adidas and Nike.
Uh-oh.
What can you say, Stu? As the ball is stolen away by, stolen from Tanny Browner. Was knocked out of the hands by Gurley, I believe it was, on that one. And Graham goes ahead and gets the easy layup. 29-18, 5 minutes left here on the clock. And, they almost stole that one, too, as Alicia Flatten barely got the pass from Bronner. Bronner has it. She's dribbling around. She drives into the paint. Dishes out to Raquel Gomes. Gomes is under the rim now. She dribbles in. It's not the way by Liscombe. And Gomes was the last one to touch on that one. It goes out of bounds. And the ball will now be inbounded by the Lopes. The Penguins just not catching a break here, as every time they took two steps forward, the Lopes take two leaps forward.
Penguins can't handle that in full court pressure with four back there. I don't think they've ever seen that.
They're not prepared for it. Gurley comes in, she drives in, gives it up to Gibson. Gibson turns around, gets the easy layup. 31-18 and 4:33 on the clock as Melissa Wise gets ready to come in for the Penguins. Bronner has it. She dishes down low to Flatten. Flatten's up top now. Flatten dishes down low again to Tekoi. Tekoi gives it up to Gomes. Gomes, she lobbed it to Gomes. Gomes drove in, got fouled, and she'll go to the line. I believe Gomes on that one was fouled by Graham, and Gomes will go to the line. 31-18, 4:23.
No, the foul is against Gurley.
I thought the ref held up a 1-2. That was a 1-0 as Gurley was called for the foul. Now Kimi Nakamura and Melissa Wise come in for Taki Tekoi and Kelsey Janice. 31-19.
Gurley shoved an arm in there against Gomes, who was driving baseline big time.
And Gomes misses her free throws. 31-19. Gurley now has it. She's dribbling around by Tammy Bronner. Just is up top to Liscombe. Liscombe has it, gives it up to Harden. Harden dribbles down low, gives it to Gibson. Gibson with the turnaround, leap layup, 33-19, and you can't stop Gibson in the paint. She has to be getting towards double figures by now. 3:49 left here on the clock. 33-19, Bronner now has it across the timeline. She's dribbling, she gives it up to Gomes. Gomes has it, she's swarmed by defenders. Gomes then see Nakamura with the back cut right behind her, and here comes Alicia Flatten. Flatten gives it up top to Bronner. It's 8 seconds on the shot clock. Bronner drives in, travel. She's called for the travel. 33-19, and the ball will be in the hands of GCU. Timeout is called. Not sure who the timeout was called by at that point. I think it was by GCU. 33-19, 3:42 here on the clock. And the Penguins are still down.
Oh, man, are the Penguins rocking. They're hanging in there now, Josh. All of a sudden, it seems like the teams are playing more balanced basketball. And the D's just need to hang in there and see if they can figure out how to hang with this Antelopes team. These ladies are very well coached. They are very solid down low. They've got this backcourt pressure that has thrown the Penguins out of their rhythm all night long. At 33-19, though, the Penguins started creeping back there, and at least they're holding steady as we're getting closer to halftime. And don't forget,
fan. Speaking of halftime, our halftime extravaganza with Josh Johnson. All the stats, all the numbers, everything that matters, Josh will have it for you, and that's in 3 minutes and 42 seconds. You are listening to DU Basketball, NC2A style, from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. Shout out to all the Lopes fans listening worldwide. We know you're out there because we're looking at your streams on the internet. So shout out to Arizona. Here's Josh.
Now in for the Lopes, none other than Kayla Fisher. Kayla Fisher, the freshman from Buffalo Grove, Illinois. Fisher has it, she's just up top to Harden. Harden gives it back to Graham. Graham has it to Liscombe. Liscombe dribbles around. She has Graham open down low, but she doesn't pass. She gives it back to Fisher. Fisher has it, gives up to Graham on the wing. Graham has it, dishes down low to Fisher. Fisher with a turnaround layup. Great offense there by the Lopes. 35-19. Way to motion the ball around, move it around. Grill, great. And now they're swarmed. The Penguins are swarmed off the inbound as Alicia Flatten has it. She gets it across the timeline, tosses it to Nakamura. Almost lost it, but she regains control of the ball. Nakamura drives in. This is up top to Shauna Bryant. Shauna Bryant drives in. Oh, and it's stolen away by Gibson. Gibson gives it out to Fisher. Fisher's pushing hard down court. Fisher swarmed by two defenders. Oh, tries to give it up to Harden. The ball is tossed to Harden as Alicia Flatten tries to go up, gets the steal. The foul will go against against Flatten.
Great defense by Flatten there.
Great defense. You couldn't let her score. You had to get the ball out of her hands one way or another as Fisher inbounds it to Harden. Harden gets it on the wing. She dishes down low to Gibson. Gibson's been killing them all day with the turnaround jumper. 37-19, and Gibson continues to do what she does best, and the rich get richer as the Lopes are able to score as often. And just down court, oh, there goes Kelly Nakamura. Pulls the jumper. Three ball goes good for the Penguins, 37-22, and some great signs of life here from the Penguins as they are struggling to get back into this game. Fisher
Josh
has it.
That Gibson's got a turnaround bank shot off the glass that won't quit. I don't think she's missed anything tonight.
Oh, well, Gibson has it. Toss out of bounds. Fisher chased it. Runs right here into the broadcast booth. I almost felt it hit my foot there, Stu, as the ball will go back to the Penguins as it was knocked around out of bounds by the Lopes. 37-22, and the Penguins are looking to get up some shots here late in the first half as the men's basketball team is now into the building, showing support for the women's ball team here at Dominican University. The Penguin men will be going against GCU later tonight at 7:30, which will be broadcast. Alicia Flatten has it on the wing for the Penguins. Pulls the jumper. It's a little short. Ball's knocked around a few people, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Lopes. Referees say it's knocked out by the Lopes, and it will be inbounded by the Penguins. Alicia Flatten will have it. And you mentioned Gibson, Stu. She is just being a dominating force down low in the paint. And, you know, that's when you miss, when you have players like Shelly Kermanko, who's out with MCL and ACL tear. You hate to have it, as 2 minutes here left on the clock, 37-22. Shauna Bryant has it down low. She's dribbling, and it's snatched away by Fisher. But, no, they call it against Fisher. And Shauna Bryant will get an opportunity to go to the line for the Penguins.
Currently, Josh, in the standings in the PacWest Conference for the women's division, GCU in first place with 2-0, Penguins 1-1.
Shauna Bryant shoots her first free throw. It's missed off wide right, and it's snatched down by Liscombe. Liscombe gives it up court to Graham. Graham has it down court. She tries to get the pass off to her left to Gibson, and goes out of the reach of Gibson, out of bounds. The Penguins have another opportunity to bring it up court and get some points here on the board. 37-22 as Coach Brianna Chambers pulls aside Kimmy Nakamura, and Alicia Flatten. As Berlinski now cases down court for the Penguins. Berlinski gives it up to Wise. Wise gives it back to Berlinski. Penguins are looking for the three ball here as Wise gives it out to Berlinski. Berlinski drives in, dishes up top to Wise. Wise gives it right to her left, just pretty much handed it off to Alicia Flatten. Flatten gives it back to Nakamura. Nakamura gives it up to Flatten. Flatten drives in, tries to pull the long jumper. Doesn't quite get it, but oh no, she gets her rebound off the hands of the Lopes defender. Takes it in now, dishes back up top, and Flatten has it again after the pass from Nakamura. Nakamura gives it up to Berlinski. Berlinski dribbles around, 17 here on the shot clock. As Shauna Bryant had it, she tries to pass up top, goes out of bounds, and you can credit great defense from Grand Canyon on that one. Grand Canyon looks like they've watched a lot of tape on the Penguins. They know who the shooters are, they know who the scorers are, and they've been very well prepared coming into this game. 37-22, a minute and 2 seconds left here on the clock as Girdley now has it for the Lopes. Gurley has it. She's dribbling around. She's trying to find the open man. She's running a little bit of offense, but no, she slows it up. Gurley sitting on the wing, gives it up top to Hadal. Hadal crosses it across court to Fisher. Fisher dribbles in. Oh, off the side of the backboard. Fisher doesn't get it, but it's rebounded by Gibson. Gibson turns around, gets tangled up with Shauna Bryant. Gibson gets the easy points, 39-22, 38 seconds and counting. Shot clock is still on, 27 on the shot clock as Belinsky carries it across the timeline for the Penguins. Up top is Alicia Flatten dribbling the ball. She's trying to do some clock management here. The Penguins are hopefully trying to dwindle down the clock as much as they can so GCU can't get an opportunity to score. They dish up top to Melissa Wise. Melissa Wise pulls the long three. It's rebounded by Gibson. Gibson get in. She's fouled by Wise. And Coach Brianna Chambers is not happy with the call from the referee. 39-22, 16.7 left here on the clock as Kia Gibson goes to the line for the Lopes. Kia Gibson, the junior, six-footer from Nine Mile Falls, Washington, went to Lakeside High School.
She can shoot it 9 miles, too, Josh. She's been doing it against the DUs all night.
No doubt. Wakeside High School, that sounds familiar. I think we have another athlete here at Dominican from Wakeside in Washington.
Up to this point, Gibson is 6-for-8 from the floor.
Gibson is doing work, as they say, Stu. And
got that right.
Alicia Flatten dribbles it down the court. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Shot clock's off. Alicia Flatten dribbles in. She's willing to Dylan. Spins in the paint. Dishes up top to Kelly Nakamura. Kelly Nakamura tries to shoot it. Gets off the tip of the rim. It's rebounded by GCU. Time goes out. 39-22. Halftime has begun, and the Penguins are going to have to come up with an answer here. They've shown great, great resurgence in this game, but they need to come back if they hope to get the Lopes within reach of the win. 39-22. The Penguins, not doing so well. The Lopes, fantastic. Defensively, offensively, you can't ask for more. I know Coach May, definitely, he's probably going to ask for more, but tell you the truth, he's done a great job in this first half. 39-22 as the Penguins were caught a little bit off guard in the first half, and Coach Brianna Chambers and her staff will go in to try to figure out how to come back in the second with an answer to the question which is posed by the GCU, which was, can you beat us? 39-22, the three-peat back-to-back champs. GCU is playing great ball, 39-22 now, and the Penguins trying to fight back, Stu. We'll be coming at you at halftime here with the Halftime Extravaganza. In a few minutes, we'll all have all the stats and news for you, as well as news from our great sponsors, which we'll go ahead and mention. Another Gelati Brothers Contractors in San Rafael. They've been building this area since 1914. They are another proud sponsor of the Penguins. And don't forget, Wells Fargo is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics as well. Wells Fargo offers free checking with direct deposit for Dominican students. So if you're a student here at Dominican University, feel free to get an account with Wells Fargo. I have one. Hop on the stagecoach. It's good for you. And we'll be back at you in about 10 minutes here with the Halftime Extravaganza. Me, Josh Johnson, and Stuart Horn with the commentary and play-by-play. Only here on radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins. Johnson and Stuart Horn bringing you this great matchup between the Lopes of Grand Canyon University, the three-time back-to-back champions, and Dominican University, the upstart, the brand new team in their inaugural game in the Pacific West Conference. We got some stats for you from the first half. We always start with the visiting team, and that would be the Lopes. Leading the Lopes with total points in the first half with 17 is Kia Gibson. Kia Gibson has been killing them in the paint all night. Total defensive rebounds, best believe that's none other than Stephanie Liscombe and Kia Gibson. Sharing both total rebounds offensively and defensively, Gibson had 3 total offensive rebounds, 1 defensive rebound, and the most defensive rebounds by Liscombe, who had 1 offensive rebound, 3 defensive rebounds. Seems right now that the Lopes are shooting about 57% from the floor, about 60% from beyond the arc, and 75% from the line, which is pretty good in this first half. Definitely exhibited by the score in the first half. And the Lady Penguins' total points in the first half is none other than Kelsey Janish, who was coming off the bench firing on all cylinders. Total defensive rebounds for the Penguins are Raquel Gomes and Melissa Wise. And No, that is Mikhail Gomes and Melissa Wise, and Kylie Berlinski credits herself with one defensive rebound. The Penguins right now are shooting 24% from the floor, 30% from beyond the arc, and about 71% from the line. So good free throw shooting, but everything else can improve here in this first game still. I like to see the Penguins coming out, making smarter shots, wiser shot decisions, and getting back on defense and being able to handle this GCU full court press and sometimes full court trap that they've been running that's been killing the Penguins. But right now, with your play-by-play is none other than the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Thank you very much, Josh. Good intro, good halftime extravaganza, and a good layup from Raquel Gomes to start things off in the second half as the Penguins bring it in, moving from our left to right, from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Penguins attacking the northern hoop, and that's what Raquel Gomes just did to bring the Penguins now just down by 15, which sounds like a lot here, but could have been a lot worse the way the Lopes started in the first half, 39-24, and now the DUs with some massive pressure back there force the ball out of bounds. Penguins have the ball. They're attacking the northern hoop, moving from our left to right, 19 and a half to go. Penguins have already scored two in the second half here, which we've just started. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, broadcasting worldwide on radio. Dominican.edu. Bronner brings it up right side, flips it over the top very delicately to Wise, who with a head fake. Wise goes 180 back over to Bronner. Bronner takes it in herself. Low post, right side, good. 39-26.
Great athletic move by Bronner on that one with the hop steps too. She was able to drive in and get the easy points. And that's what the Penguins need. They need not to force the issue, not to try to keep up with GCU in terms of all the three-pointers they've been pulling, but get the easy buckets. Drive into the paint, get it down low to the bigs, be a total team.
18:49 to go. The clock rolls. The Penguins on defense and an air ball from the Lopes. Now the Penguins turn it around quickly. Bronner brings it up the floor to Gomes. Gomes with the easy look from the left side. No. Gomes one-on-one muffed it. Gomes had a perfect look at it and couldn't do it. Lopes get the rebound after Gomes missed the easiest shot of her collegiate career, Josh. And I'm not kidding.
You cannot afford that, Stu. You can't afford to miss layups, especially wide open looks. You got to take advantage of those shots, Stu. Those will do nothing but hurt you as they go deeper into this matchup.
Gomes, one of the best shooters in the Cal Pac. She's a pretty solid figure here in the Pac West Conference. And the Penguins turn it back around. Grand Canyons flip it out of bounds. The Penguins bring it back up, and Alicia Flatten, Josh, again with an air ball. Out of bounds, though, tipped out. Flatten will bring it in for the Penguins. Two Wise, 18-21. Bronner three ball, long side on the right, walks with it, and they wave it off. It was a tray ball, Josh, and they didn't give it to her.
The Penguins definitely needed that one. They didn't give it to Tammy Bronner. They've been calling that all night. Every time a player's jumping towards the ball or taking a few steps, as soon as they grab it, a little hop, they're calling that a travel tonight. And sometimes the refs are a little more tic-tacky, as they say, than usual, but they go ahead with that one.
18-10 to go, fans, and a foul has been called, and that one was called against the Penguins, Tammy Bronner. 18-10 to go, 39-26. Penguins trail here in the second half. Men's game scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Shot on goal, left side. Lopes, no good. Brings it down. Lopes get it again. Back up with it. Third shot on goal, no. They get their own rebound. Three rebounds, three shots, and finally a foul called against the Penguins, and I think it's going to be called on Melissa Wise. Let's see if I'm right. No, it's called against Flatten. Either way, it's against the Penguins. Three shots, three rebounds, none of them for the DUs, Josh. And the Lopes will bring it in. They bring it in between the circles now. Purnell's got it between the circles, and she was a tough little point player there for the Antelopes in the first half. Grand Canyon University, champions of the conference, 3 years running. Here's a long jumper from the top of the key. Katie Johnson, no. Johnson, a 5'7". Junior out of Phoenix. Missed it right. Penguins down with it. Flatten brings it up. She brings it up right side, flips it over to Baskerville. Now back to the top of the key to Bronner. Bronner goes between the legs against Purnell. 360 spinner. Bronner gets up, blocked. Oh, rejection city. Oh, Baskerville right there. Picks it up after the ball comes on the rebound. Back between Bronner's legs. Baskerville in perfect position. Picks it up on the run and buries the deuce. 39-28. DU's coming back. 17-13 to go, fans.
That was a great heads-up play by Baskerville on that, though, Stu. Able to see the ball, get it, go ahead and toss it up after the mistake. No one else was in position. She was in a great position to make the play, and she did it.
Veteran move from the veteran Baskerville. Speaking of Baskerville, she chases Samantha Murphy out of bounds. Murphy was going for the ball right in front of the Lopes bench. Baskerville came running up her back. Out of bounds, off of Baskerville, 39-28. Lopes have got it on the short side. Now at the top of the key. is Girdley. Girdley had her way with the DUs in the first half. Oh, now a fake spin jumper by Kia Gibson, the six-footer. She goes left, spins back, 360 right, pounds it home from the right side. She is rough off the glass. And there's Gomes back off the glass, assisted by Baskerville. Picks up the foul and the deuce, 41-28. Gomes to the line, check it, 41-30. And Gomes will bring the Penguins within 10 if she can knock this one down, 16-45 to go. No play doubt. There by Gomes. Gomes on the way, Gomes in the air. Gomes good. 16:45 now, fans, the clock rolls. Girdley brings it up left side. She's got Bronner plastered to her. Bronner, the graduate student. Now between the circles, she drifts over to the right side, does Girdley, and now Bronner stuffs an arm in there, and she is finally called on it. And that's four on Bronner, Josh, and the D's do not want to lose good old number 12 as Berlinski prepares to re-enter, and she does so.
You know, when you get into foul trouble in these games, too, especially when you're down, it's not a great thing for your squad at all, especially when you have a player like Tammy Bronner, who's the facilitator of your offense. She's running things down there. You don't want to give GCU any more firepower than they need to get ahead in this game.
41-31, fans. Penguins now are on defense. Oh, they get it down to Gibson now. Three-ball look, right side. Holy cow, Ashley Harden from 22. It's good.
And you can't let Harden shoot. She will pull that jumper. She has a silky stroke if I've ever seen one, Stu. The Penguins are going to have to do a better job of playing perimeter defense.
It's hard enough to get within 10 of the Penguins, and Harden just made it 13. 44-31, 16:05 to go. You can laugh anytime you want on that one, Josh. Here's Berlinski, 8 on the shot clock, right side 7. Berlinski drives in right side 5. Here's Gomes on the way, 3-2. Oh, off the front of the rim. No, just a little bit short. Inside of 16 now, rebound, Lopes. 44-31. Harden, Josh. Harden, she had the 3-ball. Now the Lopes work it down low. What a perfect play to Samantha Murphy, the 5'8 junior, down low and a foul. Whistle, timeout, media. Speaking of media, that's us, Josh. This timeout is brought to you by Best Buy in Marin City, proud sponsors of DU Athletics. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of the Penguins, the NC2A Division II Penguins from Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beal Stewart-Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for this season. 15:40 to go, fans. 44-31. The Penguins struggling. First half, Penguins didn't look so good, Josh. Second half, Penguins are looking mighty fine right now, while the score indicates some real daylight, some real disparity between these two teams. The Penguins, the new kids on the block in the NC2A Division II PacWest Conference. Penguins are looking pretty good, if you ask me. They're hanging tough.
Well, they're hanging tough, Stu, but you can definitely see the inexperience. You can definitely see how this is a PacWest team, and what I'm talking about is the Lopes, who are familiar with tough game situations. They're familiar with playing great opponents. You know, three-time back-to-back champions. You know, it looks great on a resume, but they show it great here on the court with their play, with their defense, and with their offense making those great shots, dude. The Lopes are definitely the more superiorly, I would say, experienced team in this matchup. But
no
the Penguins
question.
Are doing a good job of hanging in there.
Flatten drives in now with the soft drifter from the left elbow. No. 44-31. Lopes with the rebound. Now they flip it out of bounds. It goes off the fingertips of Michaela Baskerville into the fourth row of the grandstands. It'll be Lopes' ball on the sideline, to be brought in now by Katrina Graham, a 5'9 junior out of Mesa. She gets it over to the left side. They work it back over there to Harden. Harden, with the big 3-ball a minute ago, throws it away. Bounces off the left arm of Melissa Wise into the hands of Flatten. Flatten brings it up left side, Berlinski. Kylie, down low, Gomes. Gomes wants to turn around, but she's got Gibson all over. Now she goes left side, hits the side of the backboard. The Penguins have been doing that all night. The Penguins must have hit the side of the backboard 4 or 5 times so far tonight, and that just indicates that they're being thrown out of their rhythm. Penguins generally very accurate shooters. Inside of 15 minutes, Lopes, thrown away, but the Lopes get it back. Baskerville tips it out again, Josh. Good hustle out of Baskerville, 2 plays in a row. Sean O'Brien gets ready to re-enter the game. Remember, fans, Bronner has four on her. Penguins have committed three in the second half, while the Antelopes have only committed one as Gomes comes out for Bryant. Sean is back in there with the blonde ponytail straight down the back. 16 on the shot. Here we go. Driving to the hoop. Left side. Murphy. Whistle. Bucket. Good.
And this is where GCU is going to test the Penguins defensively, Stu. They're going to try to take those shots. They're going to drive towards the rim, see if they can get this young Penguins team to foul, seeing if they can get the Penguins to get themselves in a little trouble, shoot themselves in the foot. And that's what they're doing right now. I mean, that's what you see from experienced teams, Stu. They know the correct ways to score. They know how to play the game from all angles. And just on that play, Murphy, you know, great offensive awareness, driving into the paint and being able to draw the foul.
Baskerville with the foul. Murphy with the three-point play. Tipped out of bounds now by Murphy. Good hustle. Pass from Wise intended for Baskerville. Oh, Baskerville muffs it on the inbound. She went to fake it, and it slipped out of her fingers, and it goes right into the hands, Josh, of Girdley, who takes it the distance. Now Girdley back gets it back down inside. Turnaround jumper by Kia Gibson. Josh Gibson can't miss. The six-footer seems like she's played this game before. 49-31. Gibson so tough on the Penguins. And just another indication of how good a player that Gibson really is. What a headache she's become to the Penguins tonight. And her coach has got to be loving her play tonight.
Gibson had 17 in the first half, Stu, and the Penguins are looking to win this game. They are going to have to find a way to stop Gibson or at least limit her from getting in the paint. But I don't know how they're going to do that, Stu. She has been a force throughout this whole first half, and early in the second half, she's just been racking up points.
Clock rolls, 14-10. Flatten stands in the way of a pass from Stephanie Liscomb, the 5'9 sophomore out of Tucson. How do they defend it? Flatten stepped right in the way of it, and somehow they give the ball back to Grand Canyon after the whistle. That is the sixth foul committed by the DUs. Inbounds to Girdley. She backs up between the circles, left side, flips it over to the right side. With a nice head fake, now Graham drives in baseline right side, picks up a whistle. Before the shot, 49-31, 14:06 to go DU ball. Not sure what the call was, Josh. It wasn't a foul, it's some sort of a violation. Inbounds, full court pressure.
Well,
the Lopes.
You mentioned that violation, Stu. I don't know how else you guard Gibson. I mean, it looked to me like Sean O'Brien was playing great defense, at least as best as she could, against Gibson, who definitely towers over her. And, you know, both lengthwise and widthwise, Gibson is showing a lot of great prowess on this court. And I would like to see the Penguins getting a little more opportunity to play defense from the officiating crew here tonight.
Berlinski buckles a jackknifing three ball left wing. Good. 49-33. And now a whistle as Liscomb had it. Offensive foul called against. Waiting for the overhead. There is no overhead announcer. Foul is called against Kia Gibson. That's her fourth, Josh, and the DUs would love to see Gibson foul out. She gets yanked. 13-37. That would be a gigantic first step if the DUs want to get back in this thing. 49-33. 13 and a half to go, fans. Second half action. Men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30 West Coast time. Currently 6:42 in California. Penguins at home tonight. Grand Canyon in the house. The Antelopes, 13 and a half to go. And now the Penguins back on offense. And Alicia Flatten's got it. She backs up. Eight on the shot clock. She stutters step six. Now she goes 365. Now she goes over to the left side. Thrown away. Oh, it gets away from Flatten. Katrina Graham with a steal. And the Penguins, oh, Melissa Wise with a massive rejection at the hoop. No way, no whistle. Now the Penguins, quick transition. Bryant under the hoop, drags a foot. Katrina Graham stuck an arm in there. And I think that was two clean blocks, Josh. No whistles all around. Good play, both squads on defense. Timeout now called by the Antelopes, 13 minutes exactly, 49-33 fans. Penguins trailing, here's Josh.
Well, one thing you mentioned earlier in that broadcast, Stu, was the fact that if they can get Gibson to foul out, it would definitely be a good one on the Penguins.
Boom.
But I believe that, you know, the biggest thing they can do now is when Gibson's not in the game is attack as often as they can. They're not going to be able to get a lot of scores down low when she's in there. She's played a lot of defense, and the refs are definitely calling things towards GCU's way right now. The Penguins are picking up a lot of unnecessary fouls. But the Penguins are going to have to do their best job defensively and able to press it enough and push the tempo offensively, you think, against this GCU team? Because we definitely can run with them, and that is no doubt about it here coming from Josh Johnson.
End of the timeout has come. The No Doubt About It analysis segment by Josh. And just at the end of that segment, the two ball goes up by Ashley Sparks. Sparks in there, a 6'1" senior out of Phoenix. So they trade Sparks in place of Gibson, and Sparks fires one up, 51-33, Sparks. Sparks, that's not too far from Marino. 12:39 to go, fans. Penguins trailing now, and it's the numbers getting bigger. 51-33 after Sparks lights things up with a two ball. 12.5 to go, second half, fans. Now the Penguins work it down. Berlinski tries to get it in there to Gomes. Gomes did pick up the foul, and it's called against 32, Ashley Sparks. So Sparks in there at 6'1". She's got some big long arms and one ponytail, and she committed the foul there with the Nikes on. She's got the black streeters on about a quarter of the way up, just outside of the shoes. Right side now, Janish has it and walks with it. Janish, Josh Janish forgot to dribble the ball. She just ran all over the place and never did hit the floor.
It's been a problem for both teams tonight. I mean, it's simple fundamentals. You got to dribble the ball, at least bounce it one time, is what I was always taught growing up playing a little bit of basketball.
That's what they
say. Get the ball, put it down.
Purnell with the jumper.
Drop it if you have the opportunity.
Left side, Purnell. No. Penguins with the rebound, Janish. She brings it up left side over to Berlinski. Now back over to Janish. Brings it up 12:08 to go, fans.
By drop it, I mean dribble.
19 on the shot clock. Overhead, Janish gets slammed. Sideboard again. Purnell with the rebound. She brings it up right side now. She flips it over to back to the middle. They get it off to Liscombe. Goes back to the top of the key. Back over to Girdley, right side now. Liscombe, three ball on the way, straight away. A mile, no. Janish, under the hoop, gets wrapped up with Stacy Haddow, a 6'1" senior out of Chino Valley. Haddow is in there, a 6'1"-er. You got Sparks in there, a 6'1"-er. Penguins got no 6'1"-ers, Josh. Well, just you. You're our only 6'1"-er. Josh, and for the Penguins, the tallest player the Penguins have is Raquel Gomes. And the Loafs have thrown 2 6-foot-oneers out there, Josh, in place of Kia Gibson, who absolutely dominated in the first half. 11:46. Timeout has come. 51-33 is Josh.
We pretty much said it all, Stu. Definitely the Penguins are definitely going to have to start looking at coming back in this game and getting as many good look opportunities as they possibly can. At least under the rim, Stu, I think that the Penguins, when Gibson is out, they have an opportunity to score more so down low, but they're going to need plays that are limited in terms of foul trouble. Dominican definitely is in foul trouble, especially when we don't have Tani Bronner on the court, who's a great facilitator. She runs this offense very well for the Penguins. It's going to take great effort from the seniors there on the court, because against this GCU squad, who clearly is ahead of us in terms of experience in the Pac West, you definitely need your more seasoned players on the court. We all know that, you know, the Cal-Pat play is quite different, but if you get your more experienced players out there who are used to being down in these types of game situations, it helps you a whole lot more going against these great teams. So you're going to have to see players like Janish and Bryan and Raquel Gomes, Michaela Basterville, a lot of these veterans on this Penguin team being able to step up and show their great veteran leadership to this group of freshmen.
Our next broadcast, fans, will be Monday the 18th. Penguins welcome in Dixie State College at the Conlin Center. Josh and I will be here, 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. End of the timeout has come, 11:46 to go. Inbounds, Penguins on the long side, 51-33, second half action. Guys scheduled to tip off just about 41 minutes from now. Penguin men are in the house, I'm happy to report. Nakamura under the hoop. Now she manages to find Berlinski back out by the right elbow with 14 on the shot over to Shauna. Shauna drives in, she wants to put it in there somewhere. She goes right side, she flips around, left side, right side. Shauna, air ball, down with it, Gomes. One bounce, back outside. Janish head fake, left side, walk. Janish knew she had a problem with that one. She's got her left calf, Josh, is all bandaged up for Kelsey. And the Penguins now on defense, inbounds Purnell. They just have Kylie Berlinski in the backcourt. Not a lot of pressure back there, Josh. 51-33. Coming up on 11 minutes, fans. Purnell, low bounce pass, gets it down low. Back outside, Purnell goes top of the key. Fisher, left side now. Sparks. Haddow, top of the key. They're going to reset things over to Johnson. Johnson's been playing some massive defense, and there's a nice screen for Johnson. Six on the shot, driving in. Purnell walks with it. She got the up and under on the layup, but not before she walked a mile with it, Josh. One of the Penguins stuck an arm in there. I think it was Shauna Bryant forced that error. 51-33, 10:52 to go, fans.
Yeah, Purnell tried to get away with that LeBron James-esque crab dribble slash hop step.
Yeah. But she did, I'm sorry, have the crabber.
Unless you're Kobe or LeBron, you're not getting away with that one.
Nope.
Here, as the ref calls that immediately. But Purnell, I mean, she's been moving fast there on the court, Stu. She's been credited with a few travels here herself, but great play as of tonight.
Yeah, oh yeah, Purnell's a good little point guard there. She's got her act together. And the Penguins work it down low. Now Gomes to Shauna on the outside. Kimmy, three ball attempt, no. Back up, Janish hits the rim, bounces all over the place, whistles, no bucket. Kelsey to the line, 22. 10:27 to go, fans. Penguins haven't scored in a while, thank you. 51-33, inside of 10.5. Janish to the line. On the way, backspinning. Actually, that one was kind of a knuckler there, Josh. I don't know if I like that stroke so
not
much.
Not even going to say it, Stu.
Yeah, didn't
not
have
even going to say it.
Didn't have a good arc on that one, and as a consequence, it wasn't even close to falling. This one looks a little bit better. It's deep.
Missed free throws are ridiculous. You got to be able to get those free points.
You know, when you get thrown off your game, and there's a timeout called by Coach Chambers for the Penguins, after those two missed free throws, it's an indication that when you get thrown off your rhythm, Josh, not only can you play well, can you have problems in the open court, but then it seems to kind of bleed over into the freebies. Even when you get to go to the stripe, when you're totally out of your rhythm, you all of a sudden you feel like you can't make anything. You haven't made the ones that you should have made, and so now you're in a position where you get the freebie and you can't make that one either.
Well, you get out of rhythm, Stu, and you know what? It, like you said, it shows. It shows in all facets of the game because you're not playing your game. You're not settled down. You get a little flustered. You're a little frustrated as well due to the score. You're trying to climb your way back in this. Sometimes you get a little upset with the officiating. You get a little upset with the little calls that aren't going your way. It just all stacks up. Dominican has to settle down, and you have to get to playing your game. And that's where we see all these travels and all the fouls and all the little unnecessary tic-tac-y things that the referees are calling. But it's because, you know, the Penguins are just not, you know, in their mode of doing things. They're not playing their game right now. And, you know, it's hard to do that when you're struggling back. You got to push. You can't feel too comfortable when your back's against the wall. But GCU is not being flustered. The Penguins need to show the same prowess and the same composure and maintain their composure throughout this game and try not to travel, try not to dribble as much in terms of, you know, just non-necessary ball movement and just, you know, get those points and move the ball as they were late in that second half when they climbed back in it just a little bit.
10:22, the Penguins on the short end. The end of the timeout has come. Inbounds, Penguins throw it away into the hands of Purnell. She takes it up. Purnell, 2-on-1, left side, thrown back into the hands of Berlinski. GCU repays the favor, 51-33. Coming up on 10 minutes, fans. 10:09 to go, exactly, and now the Penguins have it down low. Gomes has got it. Trouble. Berlinski, right side three ball, and yes! Ooh, they gave her the three, Josh? I would want to look at that one on film if it mattered, but perhaps it won't. We're inside of 10 now, fans. Three quarters of play behind us. 51-36 after the big three ball by Kylie Berlinski on the right side. Penguins on defense now. Over to our left. Penguins leave the entire area under the hoop wide open. The lane was absolutely vacant. And Stacey Haddow looked up, fired a deuce from outside of the free throw line, and very delicately dumped it in there to answer the three ball by Kylie Berlinski. 53-36 now. Uh-oh, backcourt problem. Ball's alive, but it's loose, and now it's out of bounds after the Penguins threw it away. That was from Janish, intended for Berlinski, got through her fingertips, then got through her legs and went into the backcourt, and that's not allowed. 53-36, and the Lopes are going to get the ball back. 9:17 to go, fans. Game one of tonight's PacWest doubleheader from right in front of the scoring area here on radio.dominican.edu. Kimmy out, in her place flattened. Lopes are going to bring it in, and they do so. Well, it's not in yet. They've got 5 seconds to do it. They finally work it inbounds to Kayla Fisher, a 5'5" freshman out of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, who's come in the game. She's being guarded by Alicia Flatten. Now Gomes knocks it away. But Grand Canyon gets it right back into the hands of Gurley. Now she's out there on the left wing. She drives in against Berlinski. Berlinski won't let her in. No, she gets around the outside. Now a flip off outside. Kayla, two ball, no. Down with it, Michaela Baskerville. She comes down, flinging the elbows, throws it back over to Gomes, who brings it up very slowly. Now back over to Baskerville. As Stephanie Carnes prepares to enter the game for the first time tonight, Carnes tucking in the jersey for the Penguins when the time comes. After the Penguins throw the ball away into the hands of Gurley, she goes three ball, top of the key, no. Out of bounds, Penguin ball. Inbounds for the Penguins will be Stephanie Carnes. I say inbounds, I mean in play. She's in play in place of Berlinski. Number 13 is Berlinski. Number one is Carnes, Josh. 8:36 to go. 53-36 inbounds Penguins.
And Stu, how about that? You know, the heads-up play by Stacey Hidal from GCU on that one to come away with the steal. Real, real good play. Keep our team on top. Just being real tenacious on defense like the Lopes have been all throughout the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, GCU seems like they're doing everything right now. I'm not surprised, to tell you the truth. Left side, Baskerville after the feed by Flatten. Good. Baskerville drives in left side, down very low, and manages to convert the deuce, 53-38, 8:05 to go, fans, in the second half. Penguins are going to need to start putting it all together here, and they're going to have to do it fast as they are running out of time against this very difficult two-guard group of Antelopes. Here's a long two-ball from the right side by Kayla Fisher. No, she missed it again. Penguins off. Fisher, that must be her patented shot there, Josh, because she's just fired two of those from out there but missed them both just a little bit left. Penguins on the return then. Michaela Baskerville gets fouled on the way back across the timeline by Fisher, and now a timeout has been called with 7:47 to go, 53-38. The Penguins are not out of it yet, but the GCUs are not backing down at all. They're playing very tough. Penguins, Antelopes, NC2A. PacWest basketball from the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu.
Well, one thing that GCU is doing in this game, Stu, is they're not doing too much. And by the explanation, I mean is that they're doing just what they have to do. They're getting the little nice plays. They're running their offense. They're getting steals when the opportunity, you know, presents itself. And they're scoring, you know, when need be. They're not trying to force the issue. They're not trying to do too much. They're not trying to just whip the Penguins in terms of increase the lead by any more than they have to. They're not jacking a whole lot of threes. They're just playing smart, very conservative basketball right now. And the Penguins are just hustling, trying to get back into it. DU is going to have to come up with an answer, though, Stu. 38-53, 7:47. It's getting a little late here. And if anything happens for the Penguins, it's going to have to happen right now. We'd love to see the Penguins get a win, especially coming off of a great victory last week against Hawaii at Hilo. I mean, it's just been going great for the Penguins in conference so far, 1-1. You like to go 2-1 in conference and being able to step up and go into your other games later this week. As we do remind you that Monday on the 18th, Dixie State College will be here at the Collins Center to play the Mighty Penguins. Dixie State College this Monday on January 18th. Classes start against January 19th here at Dominican University, so I expect all the students who are driving in today early to, you know, come out and support the Penguins as they always do here.
I'm sure they will. Baskerville to the line now at the end of the timeout. Rattles around, no. Tipped out, Gomes. Baskerville gets the rebound, hits the side of the backboard. Josh, the backboard side. Backboard count up to six now.
Backboard doesn't count. It's been getting a lot of attention tonight, but it doesn't count. It's
three ball on the left wing from Flatten. Good. Penguins ended up working that one around the perimeter and start creeping back. 53-41, 7.5 to go. Carnes defending. Carnes flanking Gurley across the timeline. Carnes get hammered. And that's on Carnes. So that's like a double dip there, Josh. Carnes picks up the foul. The seventh team foul by the Penguins. Seven team fouls committed by the Lopes. 7:27 to go. Gurley to the line. And that was the first for Carnes. First free throw for Gurley is good. Not Gridley. That's a town up north by Chico.
It is.
But Gurley is in the house. She's out of Aliso Viejo, California. Aliso Niguel High School. 7:27 to go, fans. She makes the second one, 55-41. Penguins in trouble. Penguins are not dead, though. But the Penguins do have some work ahead of them if they really expect to contend tonight. Coming up on 7 minutes, fans. Penguins have been playing much better in the second half, if you ask this humble broadcaster. 7:11 to go. Flatten.
Gets it to Gomes. That's a good combo. Flatten to Gomes. You know, that's like a classic combo. That's like Montana to Rice. Uh-oh. Now Baskerville in jail. Throws it away. It was intended for Carnes. Carnes never saw it. Into the hands now of the Lopes. Oh, almost thrown away, but somehow the Lopes managed to hold on to it. Good play by Harden. Harden flips it back to the top of the key. Gurdley goes left side. Now on the left elbow, they get it to Gibson. Gibson's got four on her. Gibson hurls it down left side to Liscombe. Liscombe will go to the line. Foul is committed by Michaela Baskerville. That's her third. Baskerville playing some massive defense the last couple of games.
Yes, she is, Stu, but definitely you don't want another one of your seasoned vets to be in foul trouble. Michaela Baskerville is going to have to start thinking about her defensive play a little bit with three fouls now late in the second half. You can't afford for her to foul out, especially if the Penguins hope to climb back in this game.
Liscombe, the 5'9" sophomore out of Tucson, nails the first one. Hey, shout out to our AD here at Dominican University. That's Terry Toomey. Hope he's listening in. Listening in and with Debbie Snell, his sidekick. My sidekick is Josh Johnson. He's here with the analysis. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. The second one's good, 57-41, 6.5. And the Penguins have trouble in the backcourt. Now Taki's got it. She flips it across the court over to Gomes. Now Carnes, left side. Carnes, no look pass, back out to Gomes. Left side, thinking about it, is Flatten. Flatten picks up the screen from Baskerville. Back over to Carnes, 8 on the shot clock, down low. Rocky, good! 57-43, Penguins working the ball control there nicely on the outside of the perimeter. They finally got it down low to Gomes. You can always go to Gomes, 6:12 to go. 57-43, 18 fouls committed by the Penguins. 18. Penguins down low, Gibson up with it, no. Gets her own rebound, back up, no. Whistle, Gibson will go to the line. Two shots on goal there, and the Penguins couldn't steal it away from Gibson, who was jumping up for it. Foul's called against Gomes. Number 32, that's Sandy Koufax's old number. 6 minutes exactly, fans, 57-43, 19 fouls now. Committed by the Penguins, the one thing they don't want to do is put the Antelopes in the double bonus, but they're about to, and with the next 6 minutes to go, I don't doubt they will. Penguins have been playing some pretty heavy D. Free shot is missed by Gibson. So as it turns out, the foul may have been worth it after all. Three new players for the DUs. Nakamura back in, Berlinski back in, and Wise back in. Out Carnes, Baskerville, and Tokoi. Back to the line, Gibson.
Well, the Penguins have pulled in the big guns, or I should say the shooters in this game now. They got the three-point shooters in. They're going to try to close some ground here, Stu. With about 6 minutes left, it's going to be a tall order, but Dominican can keep pushing it as this is, I believe, as close as they've been the entire game.
15-point deficit now. It was 14 a minute ago. The Penguins have been down as much as 22. Here is the left side jumper by Rocky. No. 5:42 to go, and you're right. The Penguins are going to need to close the gap, and they're going to need to do it right now. I've been saying the last 3 or 4 minutes. There's an air ball from the left side thrown up there by Liscombe. Penguins down with the rebounds that they needed. Here come the DUs. Over to Rocky, right side. Good feed by Flatten. No. Somehow Wise gets a rebound. Three ball by Flatten on the way. Oh, in and out. Gibson comes down with it. Flatten got stepped on. Left foot, Flatten's limping. The Lopes are going to bring it up with the alley-oop attempt left side. Lopes couldn't pull it, and they pull back for the three ball. Dana Iverson, a 6-foot senior out of Fort Collins, Colorado. No, deep. Coming up on 5 minutes, fans. Penguins down by 15, 58-43. Penguins three fouls away from getting the double bonus, one away from giving it. Here's Kimmy. She spins 360. They flip it over to Alicia. Three ball on the way. Flatten. Oh, another one in and out on the horseshoe. That's two in a row, Josh. Flatten's just barely missed. 4-4-4 to go, fans. Shot clock resets. Girdley's got it. Top of the key between the circles. She flings it over to the left side. Back over to Iverson. No, not that Iverson, Josh. Dana Iverson goes three ball. Yes. Left side, Iverson. Maybe it is that Iverson. 4.5 to go, 61-43.
She's making shots like the Iverson of old, and she's tearing it up right
like
now.
Like the other Iverson. Kimmy now brings it up and answers with two. 61-45.
Oh, no. How about Iverson, though? Back on the Sixers, you like that, Stu?
Are you kidding? Anywhere. I would if I were the Sixers.
Well,
coming up on four.
Sixers aren't doing too great, but,
well,
you know. We'll
They're
see.
Not going to get worse with that move.
True. Well, we don't know. We don't know.
That's a good call. There's Gibson turnaround jumper, and that's what Gibson did the whole of the first half. That short banker right off the window. Good for two. Penguins bring it up now. Inside of 4 minutes, fans. Flatten's going to have to really put on a show if the Penguins are going to contend now. They're down a lot, and it's 18 is what it is. And there's one from Gomes who drives in baseline right side timeout. Good time to call a timeout. Penguins last gasp, 63-47, Josh. 3:37 to go, but the Penguins are in deep trouble. And just a couple minutes past the hour, fans, 7:03 p.m. on the West Coast to be exact. Radio.dominican.edu. Men are scheduled to go in 27 minutes. This game has 3.5 left in it. Penguins aren't getting killed. Penguins are looking pretty good in the second half.
Penguins are looking pretty solid, Sue, but still, yet 63-47. You want to see it a little closer with 3:37 left.
Yeah.
At least I would like to see it a little closer, but the Penguins can do a job. They got to get out here and start shooting, get their shooters on the perimeter, get, you know, those good looks at the rim, play smart basketball, and defensively not let GCU have the upper hand. Defensively, they just have to be able to make stops, Stu.
Well, I don't think they have a choice.
At first, I think that starts with conquering Gibson.
Yeah.
If Gibson is able to get those turnaround jumpers and those great looks she got in the first half, then, you know, the Penguins are going to be in some trouble.
Gibson got her fourth foul with 6.5 minutes to go, and they yanked her, but well, they brought her back in. She really settled down. There's a two-ball right side from Samantha Murphy, a 5'8" junior out of Phoenix.
Should I mention Murphy can play, too?
Definitely. It seems like all of these Antelopes.
Great game from the get-go.
Yeah. All the Antelopes playing pretty solid ball tonight. Flatten's got it now on the right wing. She's flipped out. Now the Lopes leave her all alone. She fires it up left-handed. No. Three Penguins under the hoop. They get wrapped up with Katrina Graham. And the possession arrow, I think, goes the way of Grand Canyon, and I am correct. Media timeout with 3:02 to go, 65-47. And I've been going to you tonight all night, Josh, for analysis, and I don't know if there's much else to say, so why don't we hit up a couple sponsors right now. Citibank in San Rafael right there at 4th and Heatherton. They're on the corner. Here's a trivia question for you, Josh. What did that building used to be?
I do not know what that building used to be, Sue.
It used to be a car wash back in the day.
Used to be a car wash. Well, you've been in Marin a lot longer than I have. I'm still technically a young person in Marin.
That's true.
But let's give it up to some more sponsors. Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. You can look them up online at marinorthopedics.com. Their phone number is 415-492-1600.
How about Extreme Pizza down there on 4th Street in San Rafael?
I know where that is.
Another big-time sponsor of DU Athletics. And you are listening to Radio.Dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, 3:02 to go. That's the end of the timeout. 65-47. I do believe that's the last timeout of this game. We'll find out.
We will find out.
I think that's the last media timeout anyway.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Janish comes in the game in place of Shauna Bryant. 22 for 44. Bryant back to the bench, the handshake.
You know what,
the clock rolls.
How about we give a shout-out to the Pacific West Conference? I mean, great, great conference, great, great just competition this year.
So far,
all the
so
sports
good.
We've broadcasted everywhere from soccer to volleyball to lacrosse I'm looking forward to. So you know what? And basketball. We're having a great, great time being in the Pacific West Conference.
I would say so. Now the Penguins on defense. Tipped out of bounds by Dana Iverson. How about a shout-out to Chili the Penguin who's in the house tonight?
Shout-out to Chili the Penguin.
I'll give a shout-out to – and how about a shout-out to Shelly Claremanko?
Shelly Claremanko unfortunately got injured her senior season, Stu. You hate to see that happen, especially when you need her in games such as these.
Oh, we could really use her.
You definitely could really use her. But shout out to Shelly Claremanko for a great career as a DU Penguin.
That's right.
She has played phenomenally.
To say that her collegiate career is over, but with a blown ACL, that's the way it goes. 2.5 to go, 65-47. Just wish her all the best. She is here with the team fans, just not suited up. Inside of 2.5 now, and the Lopes are going to slow it way, way down, and they do. And they're going to start milking the clock. And a pretty athletic move there by Katrina Graham, who backs up between the circles, goes almost from half court, takes it the distance herself, scissor legs, drives the lane, straight away, good for two, and the whistle. 2:22, the clock stopped. Penguins trail by 20, unless Graham knocks this one down.
Well, down by 20, Stu, you know what? I hate to say it's over, but the Penguins definitely, this looks a little too far out of their reach. I mean, with 2 minutes left, the Penguins come back in this one. They'll make it into a Disney movie, I'm telling you.
That was Fisher who missed that one. And now the Penguins don't get the rebound. Lopes go, three ball, left side, Iverson, no. They get the rebound again. Something here that's telling me that the Lopes have a little more experience, a little bit bigger team.
Well, I think three championships says it all.
Yep.
07,
you're
08,
absolutely 09. Right. You're absolutely right. Penguins trail by 20. And the shot on goal left side, and the Penguins finally get the rebound. as Bronner sticks an arm in there and swipes it away. Good play there by the grad student, Bronner. Buck 40 to go, fans. Bronner goes left, right, up against Fisher. Two ball, good whistle. Fisher doesn't like that call. Fisher's playing some pretty big-time defense, and Bronner just outworked her. And Fisher, nobody likes to get schooled, but good play there by Bronner. Let's put it that way. 67-49.
No doubt. Bronner did most of the schooling on that play, and Fisher did most of the learning. But you know what? Shout out to Coach Trent May. Great, great guy. Spoke to him before the game, and he was very, you know, very hospitable, very nice. Stu, very good guy to talk to, and, you know, enjoyed hearing about us broadcasting this game tonight. So shout out to all our fans out there at Grand Canyon University. Even though you may not be a fan of DU Athletics, we appreciate you being a fan and listening to the radio tonight.
Free throw is good. Subsequently brought up by Grand Canyon. Foul committed by Fisher, the freshman. Buck 28 to go. Penguin ball bringing it up quickly as Bronner left side. 67-50, fans. Penguins in trouble with less than a minute and a half to go. Kind of a large deficit to make up for. Now the Penguins get wrapped up. Under the hoop, Dana Iverson got caught up there with Bronner. Jumper. I think it's going to be due ball on the possession arrow. Yes, that is correct. Back into the game is Ashley Sparks. Out is Gibson, perhaps for the rest of the night. Gibson will probably not be needed with 1:15 to go. Janish inbounds. Uh-oh, problem. Bronner bounces it off the foot of a defender. Loose ball. Janish comes up with it. She fires it left side on the layup. No. Short taken back down by Sparks. Girdley, right side. 1 minute to go, fans. 67-50. And the Lopes are just going to milk it, I think. Back to the top of the key now. They're just working it. The men's teams are getting ready, and they're very antsy to come out onto the floor. Wrapped up with Sparks. Check it. Yeah, that was Sparks and Janish. And they're going to give it back to the Lopes. 11 seconds remain on the shot clock. 47.8 overhead. Inbounds clock rolls. Here's a jumper softly. Left side, Graham, no. No rebound for the DUs. 40 seconds now. Down low, back up that Sparks, good. 38 seconds to go, fans. Janish will bring it in. She does to Flatten, 35 seconds. 69-50. Janish has it. Lopes are giving her wide berth. They just don't want any fouls. 27 seconds. 19 on the shot clock. Tipped out of bounds, Girdley. Penguin ball. 24.9 to go in this one. 24.9 before the both men's teams come out. Inbounds, Penguins. 22. On the way, Kimmy. Two ball, good. Right wing, Nakamura. 20.4 seconds. Penguins, 52. Lopes, 69. Radio.dominican.edu, left side now. Lopes bring it up, Graham. Now they're just going to play some catch with 10 seconds to go. Here's Girdley. She's being guarded by Bronner. Bronner sticks an arm in there, 8-7. Six side. Back to the top of the key, 4. 3, up on her feet is Chambers, 2, 1. That's game. All right, fans. Penguins go 1-2 in conference. 69-52, your final between the Penguins and the Antelopes from Grand Canyon University. First time Grand Canyon's been in the house. Say thank you to the Grand Canyon listeners worldwide. DU listeners worldwide. DU radio fans worldwide. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, thanking you for listening in to tonight's broadcast. Coming up 20 minutes from now, men's basketball. Penguins women go 1-2 in conference. Our next broadcast of women's basketball will be Monday night, 5:30 tip-off. Penguin women, 5:30, Dixie State, in the house. Josh and I will be here, radio.dominican.edu.